section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Hello and welcome to the Kiwanis Sports League Podcast, Season 6, Episode 1, Number 35. I'm your pimp, Andrew Hughes, and my hoe is Aaron McSweets Hughes. Let's start off by discussing the big league, as we like to call it, in Kiwanis Sports League. It is known as, of course, the Kiwanis Sports League. We have lots of players this year. We have a 14. Aaron, do you want to talk about who's in your division, known as the Buck Futters?
Yeah, which I don't like that division name, by the way.
We'll have to change
okay.
it.
look, we are and always have been $5 below the belt.
Okay.
But with that said, returning this year to the $5 below the belt division are myself, which is I'm known currently as the amazing Joe Snyder of the Van Damme Hooligans. We also have Doug Hahn, known as the Damn Mongolians. And then a few other, we have Kevin Smith, known as the Chefs, as he always has been. Mm-hmm. We have Ty Palmer, known as the Jar Squatters. Ty Boardman, known as Can't Stop Scoring. And finally, Dave Nanigay, known as Plum Smugglers.
Do you know why he picked the Plum Smugglers?
I have no idea why.
It's basically when a guy wears really tight, tight shorts, and you can see his plums.
That's fun.
Yep. All right. And
anyway, what about your division?
My division, of course, is peanut butter jelly time. We have the Bears, known as Brian Chetit, in there. We have the Mud Stuffers, known as, I gotta look.
That's Oberg. That's
Oberg. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Johnny Oberg. We have Prey X Pones, known as Mike Smith. Of course, me, the Kiwani Bulldogs. The Skins, now it's just Skins, known as David Pate. I Beep Pinups. Who is that?
That's Blake.
That's Blake?
Yeah.
Wow. And then we have Fairview Welfare. Who's that's Travis Peterson, right?
That's Travis, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I just want to say that, oh, gosh. Blake already has 7 moves. Damn. That's a lot.
He's doing a lot. He's doing a lot. So I got to ask you, okay? Now, mm-hmm. I don't want to go through the matchups. We got, obviously, 7 different matchups.
Yep.
But what do you think is going to be the game of the week?
Prey X Pones versus Skins. I think that's going to...
I think that's going to be a good game, but yep. I actually think the game of the week is going to be you against Brian. I think that's probably the biggest game because, I put it in there, the all-time stats, and you are 5-4 against Brian in the regular season. And you are 1-1 against them in the playoffs. So
yeah, I remember the win. Don't remember the loss too much, but I do remember the win. Yeah, it's going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a good matchup. I can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be a close one right now. It actually shows that him and I are going to be within just a couple of points with each other, which I'm kind of excited about. You know, I only have like a 9.9 point lead. So it's kind of a big deal.
Now, what is going to be the toilet bowl game of the week?
Who are you playing?
I am playing Dave Nanigay.
There it is. That's the toilet bowl game of the week.
My toilet bowl game of the week is Can't Stop Scoring versus I Do Pinups.
You know what? Yeah, because I think Blake's going to win that, and I think it's going to be a bad one. I think Blake's going to like beat him like barely, like by like 0.37 or something like that. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a close one. Anyways, yeah, we had a good draft. Didn't have too many problems. It was a deep league. I mean, we had a lot of guys go early. Of course, Drew Brees, the Madden cover, went really early, which I was surprised about. Couldn't believe that. Very, very much in shock about it. But it was really...
I think that's one of the things, too. I mean, obviously, we had the draft, and I think the biggest surprise was that... we had Ray Rice fall to he was the 6th overall pick, which typically we had him go in 4th. I mean, almost always. So that was kind of a surprise. The other surprise is that we had 3 quarterbacks go in the first 11 picks, and that is kind of a pretty big deal.
Oh yeah.
So and actually looking at the rest of the draft, in fact, we had three go in the first round, and we had three go in the second round also.
Wow.
So
wow.
A lot of quarterbacks. A lot of quarterbacks drafted.
Usually that's not the case, but
not at all. Oh. Not at all. So
I'm looking forward to this week. Anyways, let's go on to the other. We have two leagues, actually. We have the Elite League as well. And it just has not as many people, but it's more of a competitive league. Not saying that, you know, like some people don't know how to play very well, Borman. And, you know, there's some people that are more competitive. And usually it's everyone in this one. So since Aaron has the Bieber Fever, which is his conference name, why don't you go over the people in that one?
So we got the Skins, Aluminum Falcons, which is Snyder, Fuhubu Gods, which is me, Super King Big Nuts, which is Doug, and then Tebow's Holy Warrior, which is Chris Matchin.
His first year in the Elite League.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Skins is David Pate. All right.
Well, I didn't want to say it again since he was in, you know, the other league.
He's just known as Skins, though.
Oh, same thing.
Anyways, Gaga for Gaga. We have Preg Spones. Which is Mike, Ocho Says, which is me. And then we have Thunder. I hope I got that recorded. My daughter just says Dada.
Did she?
I'm not kidding you. Wow. Anyways, we have, of course, Prague Spawns, Mike Smith, Ocho Says, which is me because my daughter finds that super hilarious. Then we have Thunderballs, who is Ty Palmer.
Nope.
I'm sorry. It's Johnny Oberg. Dude, I am horrible with this. The Bears by Brian Steed and Skid Marks as Ty Palmer.
Yes.
My bad. Anyways, so we had a little bit of issue with the draft. Mike actually did not have internet. And his neighbor didn't have internet as well because the router kept on going out, which was kind of sad. So Mike was without internet. Poor guy, and he actually got a decent team, not a bad one that was auto picked, but so anyways, what do you think is the matchup of the week?
Oh, matchup of the week, you know, I mean, there's quite a few good ones, you know. I mean, it's since it is more competitive, you are going to get some better games, but if I had to guess, I would say this week, even though you and Brian are playing each other in this league, I'm actually going to say it's going to be Doug and Dave.
Definitely a good game. Definitely a good one to watch. In all seriousness, I think that Chris Matchett and Joe Snyder, their game's going to be really good too. I'm looking forward to that. It's of course, Chris's first game in the league, and I'd like to see how he does.
See, that's why I have it as my toilet bowl game of the week. Not that really? It's going to be a bat. That's my toilet bowl game. That one are actually me versus Palmer, because I don't think it's going to be that great.
Really unbelievable. Well, anyway, so we like to keep these short and simple, and that's all I think we're gonna talk about this week. There's nothing been really good that happened besides Revis signed, and what else?
I don't know. Maybe Liner again cutted. You know, I'd say that'd probably be about it. So, but I'm looking forward to next week's show because I really am looking forward to talking about kind of some of the results. You know, talking about some of the matchups. You know, for the following week. And then actually talking about, hopefully in depth, the test league that we have going, kind of talking about what we're going to go with there. So
yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Let's try and get someone else on the show and have them talk about their team, and especially someone who won. I want to get someone who won onto the show that's in both the leagues and have them talk about how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
So so I guess we're not going to be on next week since we're both going to lose. Anyways, of course, well, that's all the time we got for this week. Of course, I want to say thanks to Aaron for coming on the show. You can find him on the Twitter, AP Hughes. You can find me on the Twitter at AHughes86. You can find the show, actually, at Kiwani Sports on the Twitter as well. And, of course, thanks to Section 86, to 86 Productions. Thanks to all the players in the league. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.